The California legislature voted last night to continue the state's signature cap-and-trade program through 2030. The bipartisan vote is a major victory for Democratic Governor Jerry Brown.
What's so good about this, and what we don't see in many other places, when you can lock something in with support of Republicans and Democrats, it has durability.
Joining us now is Guy Marzorati, politics reporter for Here and Now contributor KQED. He's in Sacramento. And Guy, the measure was approved by a two-thirds majority in the California Assembly and the Senate. How difficult was that for Jerry Brown to get such bipartisan support?
You know, it was difficult. Governor Jerry Brown really had to make deals to make this happen. And I think he was willing to negotiate with Republicans, with liberal Democrats, because he so badly wanted to keep this program going, keep California's role as a global leader in the fight against climate change. And I mean, Democrats with the environmental justice movement were pushing for provisions to address local air pollution. They got a whole separate bill focusing on that. Republicans wanted a greater say in how the revenues from this cap and trade system are spent, and they will get that in the future. So, you know, even the deals and commitments were made down to the closing hours of yesterday's vote. It was all needed to get to that supermajority.
Well, and he did get 8 Republican votes to get this through. Let's listen here to the California Republican Assembly Leader Chad Mays, who supported the measure.
We didn't come here to Sacramento to just be Republicans and to hate on Democrats. That's not who we are. We came up here to Sacramento to try to make people's lives better.
So tell us exactly what this legislation, this cap and trade program, does.
So cap and trade is basically the market-based system that California uses to limit greenhouse gas emissions. So the state has set some pretty ambitious goals on cutting down on greenhouse gases. But instead of having the state just directly tell companies, this is how much you need to cut, cap and trade sets a limit on the overall greenhouse gas emissions and then lets companies buy credits in order to pollute, and then they can trade credits with other companies as long as they're all staying under that limit.
How are businesses in California feeling about it?
You know, surprisingly, businesses were largely in support of this measure. Most notably, the California Chamber of Commerce added on their support last week. That was a big victory for the governor. And that might have been something that helped a lot of Republicans come along, because I think in the mind of businesses, the alternative to cap and trade is being told directly by the state how much to cut emissions. So this is kind of the better alternative because they know they need to meet these state goals.
What are critics saying?
The critics largely came, I think, from the environmental justice movement on the left, liberal Democrats, who thought that the governor just gave too much away to industry in order to make this deal happen. There's a provision in the cap and trade extension that says local air boards can't regulate carbon emissions on top of what the state is already doing, kind of strips that local power. And that upset a lot of liberal Democrats who felt like, you know, this was a provision just put in place to get the support of businesses.
What does this mean for California's planned high-speed train between San Francisco and Los Angeles?
Well, a large portion of the money that's used to fund high-speed rail comes from cap-and-trade revenues. And recently, the revenues have been poor, largely because businesses weren't sure this system was going to continue into the future beyond 2020 when it was set to expire. So now they know that this system will go on at least till 2030, and we'll see next month at the auction in August whether businesses respond by buying up credits and therefore putting a lot more revenue into the state for things like high-speed rail.
That's Guy Marzorati, who is a politics reporter for KQED, joining us from Sacramento. Guy, thank you.
Thanks so much.